This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says the state plans to reopen schools at the start of the new year using data and science and public health measures to keep schools safe.
It includes prioritizing testing for schools, expanding contact tracing capacity for schools, continued mask wearing, regular symptom screening.
The state aims to provide testing, especially in communities with high rates of coronavirus, and regular testing for educators and staff who want it. Senator Michael Bennett introduced a conservation bill today to spur economic growth. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Outdoor Restoration Force Act would create a $60 billion fund for projects that range from wildfire mitigation to clearing abandoned mines. $20 billion would go to state and local governments, with $40 billion set aside for federal agencies. Bennett says local governments can use the money to create jobs. With a couple of weeks left in the legislative session, the bill isn't expected to move. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Worsening drought has hit Summit County ski areas especially hard. The Summit Daily reports the unseasonably warm and dry fall made it difficult to open with either manufactured or natural snow. The county is home to five of Colorado's major ski resorts. The U.S. Drought Monitor says half of the county is in exceptional drought, the worst level. The Upper Colorado River Basin is at 70% of its normal snowpack. Snow possible tonight for the Central Mountains. It'll be clear to mostly clear for most lower elevations. This is CPR News.